A sun-kissed Sunday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This, an annual pilgrimage for nearly one quarter of the town of Mount Vernon, South Dakota, who are here to support one of their own.
We're all very close-knit, tight-knit. Everybody knows everybody. And the Greenway family has been a staple of that community. It's been an awesome experience to have him be a part of the Vikings throughout his entire career.
Chad Greenway. 10th season in the National Football League. Yeah. You're the elder statesman. I mean,
I am. 10 years, and it's amazing how the game changes. You know, from when I came in 2006, I've always had the goal of trying to play for one organization, is remain loyal. And I think the Vikings have been so good to me and my family. Just the things we've gone through on a personal level, they've always been right there for me. Anything I've needed, they've been there.
You really have had this incredible career and sort of flown under the radar. 6 straight seasons, you lead the Vikings in tackles. You rarely miss a game. 2014 comes along. Mm-hmm. The hand injury, the ribs, the knee. Okay. Yeah. And we saw you miss 4 games, I think, a season ago.
Yeah. When you hadn't missed for so long, I think it was like 7.5 years, you're like, you don't know what to do. You know, you don't feel like you're part of it. You want to be out there, you know, just competing.
Hardly a surprising statement from the only son of farmers Julie and Alan Greenway, who together showed Chad the meaning of hard work and community involvement. But time lost due to injury in 2014 didn't weigh as heavily on Greenway's mind as much as his father's 2-year battle with leukemia, a battle Alan Greenway lost in December of last season.
Everybody wanted to come say their respects, and to me that's what life is all about, to leave this place, you know, in a better state than when you found it, and really, you know, make an impact on communities, on people. And that's what my dad was all about. So, you know, I'm certainly proud to wear the name, you know, that he gave me on the back of my jersey, and to live it and uphold it, you know, to the highest value and standard, and that's what he deserves.
Community and giving back are cornerstones for the Greenway family. In 2008, Chad and his wife Jenny started the Lead the Way Foundation. And to date, Lead the Way has raised $1.8 million benefiting sick children and their families. In October, Chad invited us to ride along to Hutchinson, Minnesota for the unveiling of their 7th Chad's Locker, an electronic library filled with movies, games, iPads, and laptops.
Our programs and our lockers, like, it's not about just the one child, it's about the whole family. You're trying to help everybody, just because there's one child sitting in a chair maybe getting a treatment, it doesn't mean there's not 2 other kids and a mom and a dad that had to come along and still have to get work done and still have to do something to identify with the whole family dynamic rather than just with, you know, 1 or 2 people. This is an honor. I mean, clearly this is something that Hutchinson was ready for, and there's definitely a need, and we are so excited to be here. I think without further ado, we should open this thing up. All right, here we go. Boom. When we unveil them, you know, the kids are like, wow, this is, you know, they love it. Of course, they go right to, like, the Nintendo DS and the Xbox, you know, and the parents are looking and they see the laptops and how they could use that. And to be able to have it right there at their fingertips with not having to bring it all or, you know, bring in a couple extra bags when you're trying to think of everything else that's going on in your lives, just try to take one burden off of them. We have all these, this different technology where kids, families can reach to if they need those resources while they're there.
Following a turbulent 2014 season, Chad Greenway took a $2 million pay cut to remain with the Vikings. And whether or not the 2015 season will be his last, he is still finding ways to give back.
Intercepted, Chad Greenway, and the veteran turns it up at the 20, to the 30, to the 40, far side. Greenway is loose! Chad Greenway with a 91-yard touchdown!
What made that day special was my grandfather was there for his first game. So I lost my father, which would be his son, and my grandmother, his wife, in December and January of last year. It had to be my dad and my grandmother helping me get that ball. It's just the way it had to be with my grandfather sitting in the stands. And so for me, I've been all the way to the peak. You know, I've accomplished almost all of my goals other than winning the Super Bowl. And it's crazy to kind of be on the backside, so to speak. I think all of us as players want to be able to have this career where you can come in, play 10 to 12 years, kind of say, you know what, guys, I'm done, walk away. You know, certainly not everybody's story, but that's the story that we all want to have.